Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Seven FM, the Fan, Wendy's Big Show, live out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. Goodness gracious, Gary!
Goodness
give me another one here.
Hello.
A lot better.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Hit the hump. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what that's about. Hit the hump. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Towns got Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Leap 36 out here for the next hour, and then Bill Michaels takes over this chair. Gary. Leroy told me you were the reason why we got these big comfy chairs.
Yeah, some years back, because we've been out here now, at least a good 5-6 years now, about maybe. And some years back, they only had like a couple of them, and they were broken. And I had one. And so the Q Club people then ordered more.
Oh, my goodness.
And so now. And,
these are amazing.
Man, and these things are pretty pricey. But they're big boy chairs, though.
Well, that's the best part. Like I was telling.
That
I was
ain't
telling
the story I told.
Huh?
Hit the hot button.
I told Leroy, I was like, the thing about these chairs is they're warm.
Yeah, they're big boy chairs.
So leather. I'm sitting in here.
Yeah.
I'm pooling a little bit here
in
the back.
Yeah, well, in your back, you're going to beat up.
I'm beating up. I'm pooling a little bit in the back.
Yeah, you're going to beat up a little bit.
But, I mean, man, I just feel like a king sitting up.
Yeah, a little back sweat.
The back sweat's the worst.
but they're big boy chairs, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you're trying to tell Bill Michaels is he better wipe the back of it down before he sits.
No, Bill.
I got some Lysol, Bill. It's all good.
Bill, go get some Lysol, cuz.
Bill, just walk out.
Just get some Lysol.
Somebody else can do this thing.
I put my Febreze on black folks. I put that Febreze on, cuz.
Febreze?
Yeah, I put that Febreze on. Especially when my kids sit in my chair. Go get my Febreze.
Yeah, especially when the
spread.
Kids
I don't want nobody sitting in my chair at my house.
You know them kids let it go, cuz.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, look at her. She's got
Dad,
the whole panic motion over here.
Dad, we left a nice present for
just
you.
Spray the whole
thing
out.
You can get thrown out my wheel sitting in my chair or using my bathroom.
Yep,
don't
bathroom.
Do it.
So is that's like the number one thing I had when I was dating this girl back in college where, like, you'd go to her house and, like, one time I sat down in this chair that was the dad's chair.
Oh, no, you don't do that.
I sat down in Pop's chair.
You don't sit down in Pop's chair unless she tells you to sit down. That's
well,
the only
and,
way.
And that was the thing.
Did you have shorts on?
Oh, yeah. I had shorts on, no socks.
No, because.
You guys know I don't like socks.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting down in
Pop's. I know what his feet smell like.
You know that.
I sat down in
the
Pop's
red
chair.
Bag.
And all of a sudden he walks in, and I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. He looked at me and goes. Just gives me a thumbs up, like, why don't you rise your big ass up?
Yeah, you go. Yeah, that's about what I would have said.
This is not what
too.
You're doing.
Yeah.
That's not the hill you're going to die
on.
That's about
what I would have said, too, cuz.
About.
And you always know what that chair is. You know, it's the big one.
You know you ain't supposed to be in that
chair.
Yeah,
it's the big Rocco Lounger. It kind of sits separate from all the other chairs. It's just
absolutely.
Sitting there. And ain't nobody sitting in it. Everybody else sitting in all the other chairs. And right. The big, it just, and it's in its
like
center.
A throne. That's a throne.
It's kind of in the center almost of the room.
There's always a table right next to
Always a table right next to it.
Oh, man.
Pause you know what's, you know what's more, it is.
Probably some Newports next to it. It was your
No, ain't no Newport next to it.
No.
Some Carmelites.
No, well, that's back in the 70s.
70s.
Because folks don't smoke in houses no more like that.
Who don't?
Even Timmy doesn't
smoke
in houses.
Man, my uncle, fired red up.
Well, that was in the 80s.
Fired red up.
Back in 75, they what they
my
did.
My mom said you can smoke in the other room, you can't
right
smoke
now.
In here.
Yeah, in 75 they do that, but now folks don't smoke in houses no more.
People used to be able to smoke right here in the Q Club back in the day.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they got an area now.
But you know they got a smoking room here.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, for sure.
So you don't eat the Q Club only, man. You don't even have to, you know, you don't even have to, you know, walk outside if it rains. They got a separate room in the back Yep. You get your smoke on.
Gary, so we talked about this a little bit earlier. They put in a bocce ball court in the middle.
Yeah, bocce ball.
Black folks play bocce ball.
Gary from Muskego, he may know about bocce ball.
Huh?
Thank you. Bocce.
Black folks are playing bocce ball. Leroy says no.
What's bocce ball?
Thank you.
So you got Gary, you and Leroy coming to my family reunion. We're going to play.
So you start with a white ball, and that's like the guide ball. That's like the target. So somebody throws that out, and each guy has like three balls. They're kind of like heavier, almost like a shot put would be, and you kind of throw it underhand, and the closest one, too, gets points.
Man, we play marbles.
You got all these different colored balls hitting the white ball.
Yeah. Now that's pool.
Yeah, the black folks might need to take that up then.
This guy crazy, man. That's your friend, man. I did not invite him today.
Invite him at 5 o'clock, and it's a totally different game.
That might be a good game for us. Hey,
man, it's spring break for kids. They all right.
Figure that out.
I never
played bocce ball. No, never.
Yeah,
did
no.
Y'all didn't play that in Wisconsin?
No, but I tell you what, we did do long game. We did have was that. What's that game? Where you get them sticks?
With the bean bag?
No, the sticks. They got them sticks, and you put a little thing in the yard, and it. Like a little
jarts
hoop.
Or something like that?
No, it's like a hoop, and it's like a little course.
He's talking about croquet.
Now, we had one of them.
Had to, like, hit it with the little, like.
Hit it a little stick.
That little.
Mallet.
Yeah. Mallet.
The only croquet I played was salmon croquet eating. That's all I did.
Yeah, my mom made good croquet.
That's why you're trying to drop a couple of pounds.
But we played that, though. That's about the only yard game we had.
Well, you can play anything out here at the Q Club. They got pool. They got foosball. They got shovelboard. Oh, I'll tell you guys right now, I'll play shovelboard all night long. A Q Club. The Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. North Stride of Waukesha.
McGivern just got here.
McGivern? Where you at?
Let me tell you guys something about the Q Club.
There he
is. I come in here any Thursday night. They got 50 cent wings. And I just, my wife, Terry, we love our wings.
Guy, man.
My son Matthew comes out there and we will play croquet on the bocce ball court. It's just tremendous, guys.
I love your Faith in the Zone, man. You're pretty good. Yeah. I like that show.
Thanks, Laura. Would you like to be a guest in Faith in the Zone?
Absolutely.
8 a.m. and 8 p.m. How much y'all paying, 105.7 FM.
What y'all budget look like?
The fan.
Yeah, he won't know a budget.
But we pay in the love and service of our Lord.
Okay, I'll take it.
Is that understandable?
God is good.
You don't get paid, Billy? Good. I get paid when I do that show.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, wow, yeah. Haven't been getting paid for a while. 414-799-1250.
I tell you what, whoever the Packers get, they're going to get paid with that 12 pick. I tell you that.
That's for sure. And somebody else is going to get paid at the top of this draft.
Whoever they get, guys, I guarantee you, it won't be 100% consensus. People are going to be happy.
There's going to be plenty of people that are upset. Gary, I want to get your guy here. And also, 414-799-1250. It's basic. Who's your guy and why? Because everybody's got a guy nowadays. Everybody's got a guy at this point that they want. To be the 12th pick, they got a guy that they think is by far best player available. Oh, you got him on a steal at 12. I can't believe you got him all the way there. He was a top 5 talent. So we'll get into that a little bit next. But first, if you're buying a car, we all know the one.
Yeah, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas, Dan Rich, general sales manager over there. That guy is absolutely incredible, man. He's ready to make deals right now today, every day. And we're not in love with any one car that we don't want to sell it to you guys. Go over and check my good friends out right now today. Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue, guys, where you are guaranteed to get the best deal on the car. Arthur Avenue is a part of, on that one street, you have the International Auto Group. And right
they got
now,
the
Hyundai
whole
West
block.
Dallas, at a whole just block. About,
yeah.
They're part of the International Auto Group. Go see my good friend right now, Dan Richards, at Hyundai West Dallas.
Are you sure it's not Dean
on
Murray, right?
Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. No, we go get some jewelry for Dean.
Yeah, we already talked about Dean Murray. Now, let's come on, man. Let's not confuse the man. Are you kidding me?
That's the best read of all time.
Yeah,
we got two former Packers out here.
Garrett
Q Club, Wisconsin. 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Wendy's Big Show rolls on. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane next.
Baby, I know you're fine.
I know you're fine.
That what you needed was here.
No.
Think about it, my dear.
But I gotta be strong,
girl. You did me wrong.
And I thought we were really
down. I thought we were down.
They say you
Sweat out of Throwback Thursday. Wendy's Big Shot here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Gary, I asked Leroy, what do you know about this, Keith Sweat?
Well, Leroy probably got like 4 or 5 kids to Keith Sweat. What do you know about it?
He had the L's out here before.
Yeah. The L's were here?
The L's were here.
No.
How many of the L's do we think Keith Sweat?
At least two of them. At least.
Two of them.
Two of them. At least, cuz he can call in and tell you that.
The best part about Keith Sweat is, for me, you knew a guy can sing and was really good at it, and it was some baby making music when they're throwing the arm out and they're grabbing at the air, bringing it back in, perking out.
Yes.
He's one of those. The dual grab, the rise up, then come back down with a couple of fists.
He was a master at it.
Yeah,
man.
He knew what was up.
Master.
414-799-1250. It is Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Nominees right today: Eminem, The Four Tops, Queen, and Bon Jovi. Go with one of those or one of your own at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Well, I'll take the Eminem.
Using the hashtag Big Throwback. That was Leroy's nominee.
Yeah, I used to hang out with Eminem back in the day.
Come on now.
Yeah.
When you're up in Detroit?
Mm-hmm. 8 miles, 7 miles, how many miles there is?
A few of them.
On one of the miles. I used to hang out 8 miles. I used to hang out Eminem on 8 mile, cuz. Me and Haley and them.
He is one of those dudes that has just continued to make music. Mm-hmm. Talk about blasting something for a hometown. When you were watching the Bucks take on the Pistons, all over the place. Gary, before we get into the NFL draft, I do want to get your take on Malcolm Brogdon. If you're just getting into your car today, that was the news. Malcolm Brogdon going to miss the first two games of that series against Boston. How big is that? Because it looks like Marcus Smart is also going to be out for the Celtics.
So it kind of evens out. I think. Smart may hurt them more than Brogdon hurts us.
Okay. Okay.
If you really want to know the truth.
Yeah. No, because I think they're very
– they're different players, but I think Smart brings that energy that they need, that he's aggressive.
The grit. Yep.
Yeah, he's – and he'll go get you – go get Giannis. I mean, so he's – well, where I think – don't get me wrong, Brogdon brings a lot to the table too here for us, no doubt about it. But I think that hurts them more – depth-wise than it does us. It just seems that we've been able to play well. We're not like we used to be, but it seems like we've been able to get over it. Kyrie, for them, has stepped up and played
a
bigger
role. Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt
Smart's
he has.
Been out. But if you ask me who you'd rather have out, I'd rather you look at Smart. I think it hurts them more because of the bodies they can throw at Giannis. Mm-hmm.
414-799-1250. Who's your guy and why? Gary, I talked about it a little bit earlier, man. Last night, as I'm just doing like my final dive in, I was reading on The Athletic. They had a big draft guide, read through the Our Lads guide, and I talked myself into really, really liking DJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
Tight end from Iowa.
I don't mind him.
Just because Aaron Rodgers, since he's been the starting quarterback in 2008, has not had a first-round running back, wide receiver, or tight end. And if this dude is going to be able to be as elite of a blocker as he is, you know this, in the outside zone. If you have a tight end that's able to move reach out there, and then be able to even climb up to that second level and wall off a linebacker, that's a talent you can't teach.
If they go to 10 with him, I don't care. I mean,
you're not going to lose your mind like some people.
No. Okay. Just quarterback.
Okay, that's the number one.
That is lose my mind pick. The quarterback at 10, where I lose my mind there. I don't want him at 10. I mean, but if they got to go. I'd rather pass rusher or offensive lineman. Now, see, the Green Bay Packers, because of free agency, with those two Smith guys, they don't really have to go get a pass rusher, right? It's not that
important. It's not a right now need.
No, I mean, I think now you look at right now for them is probably an offensive line pick there. Because of that. Now, had they not done anything in free agency, say they didn't go get these two backers, then I would be, get me a backer. But now I'm going, well, then get me the best offensive lineman that you're going to fall to you at 12.
Right. And it's
because let's just face it, Bulaga is nearing the end.
Absolutely.
And you need somebody over on the right side. So I think you can shore that up right away.
I think it's so fascinating where, like, coming in where you said, if you don't get Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, that's number 1, 2, 3 need is you need pass rushers. You need guys that can go get the quarterback. But at this point now, you have some needs, but more of them, they're in relative terms.
Correct.
At this point, I think they're in the best position possible at 12 with another first-round pick, right, if that's what it takes, if it's 44, if it's a pick in next year's draft, where you are close enough and have enough ammo that if you wanted to go up into the top 7, 8, maybe higher, if it's a Devin White that you really want.
Correct.
If it's Quinnen Williams or Josh Allen, who I think is just out of this world talent from Kentucky.
Yes.
This is the time that you go up and get that guy in the top 10.
Well, yeah, and now you're hearing the Sweat kid is they're saying now maybe that test wasn't a real test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that now he may be okay.
That is such a shame if that is true.
How do you – right. And so now they're saying he's moving back up to the boards. Because I just saw a draft guide out about 2 or 3 hours ago where they had him all the way down to 15.
Wow.
So now Sweat is now moving back up, mm-hmm, because they're saying now the test that he did may not be the right test. So we'll see how all that shakes out. It's going to be a very fluid situation, I think, for the Green Bay Packers moving out. You just don't know what they're going to do. I don't have that one guy I say I want the Packers to take. I know what I don't want them to take. I do not want them to take a quarterback at 12. To me, that's just stupid and worthless.
What about at 30?
So if the kid from Locke falls to him at 30, take him.
Drew Locke from Missouri.
Yeah, take him.
There's going to be – what about Haskins? You know my thoughts on Dwayne Haskins. I don't think he's top round quarter.
Well, so then if you get to 30, and I don't know where they had this guy slotted, but they should go get the kid. I believe he's out of South Carolina, Debo. I forget his last name.
Oh, Debo Samuel?
Yeah, Debo Samuel. I mean, I pulled a plug on him. And then you may be able to get him in the second or third round. But see, I don't know really. I don't know much about LaFleur.
For sure.
Like what he needs, what he likes. But
totally agree,
in the Mike McCarthy's offense, that Debo Samuels will be a great slot receiver for them. So if you're looking for that Sterling Sharp, light guy, big guy, running back kind of guy, not extremely fast, Debo Samuels will be my guy if you can get him at 30. I think he'll be there. Most certainly, I think he'll be a second-round pick. Listen, I've got a couple guys in it, but most certainly I think that will be a guy. But I don't have that guy I want. Just stay away from the quarterback.
This one that really triggered me last night was everybody wants to talk about DK Metcalf, right? Everybody talks about that he's a superstar. The guy that was next to him in Ole Miss, in Starkville, A.J. Brown, puts up all-world kind of numbers, and he might fit into that slot more than the big downfield threat that could
And we don't know what LaFleur wants. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the thing. And the Metcalf kid got a neck injury, horrific neck injury, and now you're going, no. He ain't catching no balls across the middle.
I'm sorry, Gary. I didn't mean to not pay as much attention.
What?
Do we know what this dude's doing?
Yeah, he put a Packer.
He's putting a Packer blanket over the table.
Yeah.
He's got a Packer. Sir, is that a brand new Revo? Is that a Revo Speed? Oh, no pads in the Revo Speed. This is a Revo Speed, Gary. This is what I used to rock with that visor.
Yeah, with the visor.
You see that? Sweet. And my man's got a Kumaro jersey on.
You
got
to have a Kumaro jersey.
How many Kumaro jerseys did you think that you were going to see tonight?
One.
There you go. Congratulations, sir. What's your name?
Moses,
the one Kumaro jersey that you're going to find today. How about it?
I was watching Moses the other night. Saw him do some stuff.
But
you pissed a lot of people off.
What was Billy Mike's comment the other day that had us all laughing? They had a 2 first-round picks since Moses was a baby.
Since Moses was a baby.
414-799-1250 at 105.7 FM The Fan. If you got the guy that you want, the guy that no one's talking about, let us know who it is. 414-799-1250. Gary, there's a trade scenario that popped up here in the last couple of hours.
Sure.
That I want to get your reaction on next. 414-799-1250.
Let's talk about
it. Here at the Cute Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Wendy's Big Show out here for another half hour for Billy Mike, Gary, and Paul Emig take over on 105.7 FM The Fan.
About nothing else, since you left me with your love. It ain't no secret, girl, your body fits me like a glove.
My body all over your body.
Baby, it's your body.
Your
baby.
Body all over my body.
Yours over
my body.
Keith Sweat on a Throwback Thursday, Wendy's Big Show here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Gary Ellerson, myself,
yes,
Bill Schmidt, baby Touch. Gary, during the break when this was playing, Anthony Mandela didn't think that I knew about this song. I started humming. He goes, "Man, you picked up those lyrics pretty quick."
What do you mean?
Acting like I didn't.
Yeah, you're Billy Schmidt.
Come on, man. Billy Schmidt knows all about Keith Sweat. Billy Schmidt. Come on, cuz. Kidding me?
Gary, did you hear what he said before when you were driving in? You hear what he said? We're going to talk about it tomorrow at 2.
All right. I don't lead off with it.
I don't know what I said. Like, that's what I would like to know.
You said something unusual?
Apparently, I said something that was damning because Leroy Butler almost fell over in his chair. We can't let that slide. He's like doing the Leroy, you know, where he kind of like squirms out of his seat or like wiggles the hips and kind of falls out of his
seat.
So I don't know exactly what I said, but apparently we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
All
we're not going to lead off with it. We're going to probably lead off tomorrow, though, with who the Packers take at 12 or 30. Gary,
that'd be a good idea.
We could lead off with this, though, if this goes down. Somebody's been messaging us on Twitter talking about the Texans looking to possibly deal Jadeveon Clowney tonight.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
12 or 30 for Jadeveon Clowney? Because you're going to have to ink him.
Yeah,
big deal.
You got to sign him. And they don't want to pay him the money.
Right.
Because they don't know what you're going to get, you know, up and down kind of a player, but immense talent.
Oh, man. All of the talent in the world.
I don't know if the Packers want to go about doing that. And I don't know if they can actually afford it either with the big contract he just gave Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
So I think they're out on that. But I think what could happen, you could see the Packers, though, actually trading back out of 12. Because I think it always going to depend on how these quarterbacks go. You know,
and in what order they kind of go through.
Yeah. So that's really the big deal for the Green Bay Packers. I don't see them dealing for Clowney. I think that's a big reach, and then to try to pay him that kind of – I don't know if they could actually – that most certainly put them way up against the salary cap if they would have to do something like
There's no one-year deals coming if you make a deal for Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But
so that's why they really wouldn't work for me.
In that same vein, when I'm looking at the Chicago Bears, right? The Bears are – their coaches and their GM and their personnel people hanging out. Have some beers probably, maybe some pizzas tonight, watch a draft, because their first-round pick is 52 for this year and next year.
Right.
So when you're in that standpoint, the Packers, this is a huge night, we all know, for where the direction of the team goes.
Correct.
It's so weird to me and fascinating in the same vein that the last 5-10 years, ever since I can really remember the last decades of Packer football, is the need going into the draft has always been defense.
Yes.
I think it's finally changed. I feel like the bigger need tonight is on offense.
Is that what you're asking me? What's the bigger need?
What's the bigger need, on offense or on defense tonight?
That's a good question, actually. I would say this. I think it's tough. I still would say defense. And here's why. Because I think the biggest need on offense is offensive linemen.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the offensive line you need is a tackle, right?
Right.
But you have Bulaga.
So then also somebody that could play guard or tackle, possibly.
Right, but you have Bulaga and you have Bakhtiari.
You have starters.
You're right.
Good point.
Defensively, probably the biggest need defensively is probably a safety.
Right, because that's where you're looking for a starter.
You don't have one.
Josh Jones isn't going to play alongside
Adrian Amos. You don't have one. The biggest need, if you just do the deduction, the biggest need for the Green Bay Packers is a starting safety. That's the biggest need.
And they might not, just to caution, they might not solve that tonight.
No, they may not.
There's a good chance that they solve that tomorrow with 44.
Well, now, and I'm going to start throwing out some names. I give you, you know, they can get a safety. I mean, they can do it. Josh Jackson can go in and play safety for you, maybe.
I agree.
Beef him up a little bit.
Yes, I also think so. Because Herb, then you're kind of taking
Adderley,
away some
I think
of that.
Herb Adderley, former Green Bay Packer, has a nephew, I believe, out there.
Nazar Adderley?
Yeah, I think that can fit what they want to do. They can do that. I mean, but if you ask me what the biggest need for the Green Bay Packers would be, a starting safety, because they do not have a starting safety. But if you look at, they have a starting right tackle, they have a starting right guard, they got a center, they got a left guard, and they got a left tackle. They got a tight end, they got two receivers. They got two running backs. They got a quarterback.
For the first time in 10 years, I feel like the number one need's not corner.
It's not number one need, but they need another corner.
You got to think that it's still a need.
Well, in the first four rounds, they need a corner because you just don't know about these guys' availability.
That's why if they trade down, Gary, Greedy Williams is still right there for me as a possibility from LSU. Cornerback. Because you still don't know what Kevin King's going to be able to do for you. Availability. Is productivity in this league.
Yeah. And you don't know what he's going to give you. So that's the problem that you have with that position. Now, Jerry Alexander played very well for him last year.
Stud. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, we hope he continues the upward trend. I mean, he played real. So he solidified that other side. You had Tremont Williams, but then you had to move him to safety. And so, you had a lot going on. I mean, you're still not right where you need to be at corner. So, yeah, you need another corner.
You know, I feel kind of stupid admitting this on the radio, Gary.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't put two and two together that Nazar Adderley was possibly related to Herb Adderley.
When didn't you? Just now you did it?
Literally when I told you? I just realized.
Yeah,
that.
His nephew. That's okay. I mean,
okay.
That's the kind of stuff I bring to the table.
I appreciate you.
That's why that's why Tom Parker and Intercom and WSSP 1250 105 7FM The Fan. That's why they pay me big boat, big boats,
man,
big bucks.
Nice. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, dude.
You can only get that stuff here.
Yeah,
on these
that's
big
what
show.
I'm here for.
Adderley ran a 4.62, 31-inch arms. That's some long arms for a safety.
Long.
There's
your safety right there.
Right, that's plug and play, man. If that guy can play center field for you, there's going to be a lot of opportunities playing up top like that.
He may be projected as like a second-round pick, third-round pick. I think he's in there. I don't know what you're reading right there. What do they say? Do they give you a round?
They got him right in there, first, second round.
Yeah, I think
possibility.
He's going to be a second round pick.
And it's weird too where you fall these guys into rounds because, like you said, it all comes back to what happens with these quarterbacks tonight.
Yeah.
Do you find any way possible, any reason at all, that the Cardinals don't take Kyler Murray number one?
And see, you know, that's a dysfunction of the Cardinals in that. They have a new coach, rightly so, and their coach want his guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into this power struggle. So I think if I'm the Cardinals, I go in with both. I go in with Josh and I go in with Kyler Murray and just see who wins the job. I mean, it's no different than sort of kinda when the Seattle Seahawks went and drafted Russell Wilson and they already had Matt Flynn.
Right, they just signed Matt Flynn 3 years, $27 million or something.
Boatload of money.
Yep, no doubt.
And they can go in with that and see who wins.
Great point.
And I think that's how they should do it because I'm not giving away my first round pick last year for a fifth round pick or third. I'm just not. Maybe I give him away for a second round pick, but I'm not going anything below that. I'll keep him and let's groom him. And then now you've got two quarterbacks.
And,
which is not a bad thing in the NFL.
And Gary, we've seen this song and dance so many different times in the NFL. These picks are so valuable tonight.
They are.
And this walk up to the draft, you see all these prospects in front of you. These picks are so valuable.
Yes.
Nobody wants to get rid of them. But come training camp, those picks are a little bit more expendable because I want somebody that I know can play right now.
Right.
You might be able to get closer to what Josh Rosen's value is coming up closer to training camp.
And the problem is Josh Rosen doesn't do anything for the Green Bay Packers right now. He won't play.
Right. Well, no, I'm just saying in terms of like the New York Giants.
I'm looking at all these
teams that they're possibly
for the Giants.
So many teams need quarterbacks.
Yeah, those guys do. Yeah, but for the Packers to get a quarterback right now and you sit on for 2 or 3 years just stupid to me.
This is the Wendy's Big Show out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin. 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Guys, I'm going to be out at the Milwaukee Admirals game tonight. Tickets for as low as $8 to go out and see some playoff hockey. The Admirals need you tonight. Full steam ahead. Down 0-2 in the series. Game 3 tonight. First round of Calder Cup playoffs. Don't miss it. It's going to be fun at UW Panther Arena. That's if you're not coming out here to join Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. And if you're really not doing anything, I'm going to say, okay, now
say
you're kind of a couch potato. You might be watching the draft, but the best way to do that, with a Bofording beer. Bofording is premium quality beer, guys, due to its superior ingredients. They use only 100% natural barley hops and fresh spring water in the production of Bofording beer. Plus, we're talking about over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. And Bofording, guys, that's right, it's been family-owned since 1764. They brew it in the country of Luxembourg, and since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in the lineup, from the crisp Pilsner, which is available in cans, by the way, the smooth triple ale that has 8% ABV by volume, fruit ale, the balanced Brune ale, they're all designated and designed to give you the full flavor of a beer that doesn't fill you up. You don't need a piece of fruit to make it taste good. Bovarding is good because they make it in small batches with a personal family touch. They're not owned by a gigantic corporation. They know what they're doing over at Bovarding, guys. And just because of that, people are catching on. It's now available in most festival food stores, Sendik stores, Piggly Wiggly locations, as well as Sussex Liquor and Hilldale Liquor. And, Gary, you love this because I know this is your place. Prime Cigar Company out in Brookfield. You can get it on tap.
Yeah.
My man Rob just told me to let everybody know about this. The response from the WSSP listeners have been so good at the Bovarding testings. You asked for it, they're giving it to you again. Total Wine and More last weekend, it was so strong that they're doing two more Total Wine and More free beer Friday tomorrow at the Brookfield location from 3 to 6. Free beer. You just walk up to Total Wine and More in Brookfield, and they're going to let you try the entire lineup of Bovarding beer. 12 to 3 on Saturday, they're going to be at the Total Wine and More in Greenfield. Come out and try the entire lineup for free of Bovarding beer. And while you're doing it, let me know. Bovarding Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio. Because then, wherever you're at, I might just come out and have a Bovarding on you. It's Bovarding, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. Wrap things up and hand it off to Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson next. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, live from the Q Club.
If you need a laugh.
Sweat on a throwback Thursday. Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Touch out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Yeah, settle into that chair, man. Let that chair settle a little bit, Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, I settled it.
The best
for the last I settled it. For the last 5 or 6 years, I've been selling this thing.
Best part is, now this chair is not going to settle into you, though.
No.
This isn't one of those chairs that you sit down in and then it's going to settle, where it kind of shakes a little bit and you don't know if it's sturdy or not.
Yeah.
These are big boy chairs.
Big
like
boy
said.
Chairs.
Oh, man.
Look at that Josh Allen coming through, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, he is just
He is nice, isn't he?
17 sacks, Gary, in the SEC, and he played for Kentucky.
Look at him. Look at that suit, cuz.
Oh, wow. Is it – that's all his
black,
birthday?
I don't know what he got in there. All black, though. All black top with a gold suit jacket
on. What about Kyler Murray's
straight pink.
Here? He's got straight pink with some pinstripes on it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like Rainbow Sherbert.
Got a little Sherbert in there, yeah.
A little Sherbert.
I see a little Sherbert.
Maybe I'm just
pink,
fat. I don't know.
Maybe pink, and that's a pink and maroon tie, I believe. I mean, that's not bad. You can pull it off, cuz.
Hey, it's a nice look. Small guys can pull that off.
Yeah. And for most guys don't know, that Maria, what's her name, Maria Taylor?
Maria Taylor, yes.
She about 6'1", just so guys don't know.
Look, for sure.
She's at least like 5'10", 5'11", but she probably got heels on. I think she played volleyball or basketball at the University of Georgia. And so if you got a smartphone, Google her.
Also one of the best broadcasting schools in the country.
She's absolutely – I mean, she's, you know, one of the new hot
– new faces of the network.
On the scene right now.
Yep, no doubt. Yeah, she's one of the hottest names on the scene.
Yes.
And the best part is the Nick Saban thing goes on earlier this year. Or Nick Saban yells.
She walked right through it.
She walked right past it.
She walked right, and she kept her cool. She was right on Nick.
She's like,
didn't move.
I got more important things to deal with than you.
She does. I mean, you know, so, you know, there was like, what was her name? What's the girl's name? Aaron Andrews.
Yep.
And then Carissa Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And then now her.
Yeah. I mean, now she's taking over.
Yeah, you've seen these girls kind of move through, and, you know. And I believe Aaron Andrews and Carissa Thompson, I think they have an athletic background as well.
Yeah, Aaron Andrews played.
Did she play volleyball at Florida? One of them played
George
at Florida.
Katie George played volleyball at Louisville. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
They're not just pretty faces, what I'm saying.
Kind of like you and I, right? Like, I mean, we have athletic backgrounds. You a little bit more than me. But,
yeah, hey, don't minimize it, man.
But,
keep
telling
that.
We do have those nice little smiles.
Not everybody can suit up after high school, cuz.
Right. And these guys are all going to have an opportunity to suit up.
Not everybody can suit up after college. You know, it just keeps whittling down.
Man, this is crazy. What a night it's going to be out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Guys, they have 50-cent wings. 50-cent wings. And starting at 7 o'clock, it's $2 beers. 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Come on out here. Hang out with Gary. Hang out with Bill Michaels. Paul Emmings is going to join us as well. They're going to have pick by pick throughout the entire first round. I'm back tomorrow with Leap, Sparky, Gary on the Wendy's Big Show. We're back tomorrow at 2, breaking everything down for the night. Take it out, Brett.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.